Since 2005, a group of volunteers from the Friends of Croom Park has been hard at work recording the memories and experiences of dozens of people connected with the court and its estate in the 20th century. My name is Eileen Clement and I'm one of those volunteers. It's been an enormous privilege for us to be involved in this project. We've unearthed and recorded an astonishing collection of stories spanning over 80 years, giving us an entirely new dimension to life at Croom. Over the past few years, we've listened to eyewitness accounts of life above and below stairs between the wars, we've recorded recollections of Croom as an RAF base, and we've heard many stories of the boarding school regime under the Catholic nuns. We've interviewed tenants and estate workers who witnessed so much change in the post-war years. We've met devotees who lived at the court when it was a Krishna commune, and YTS students who came to Croom for courses in the 1980s. We've also had the chance to meet many local people who recall with pleasure playing, walking, skating, fishing and camping in the park. We've tried hard to cram as many of their voices as possible onto these CDs. It wasn't easy. Our archive now runs to more than 100 hours of recordings, and what you're about to hear is just a snapshot of Croom in the 20th century. You'll be guided through the years by me and chairman of the Friends of Croom Park, John Henderson, who spent 29 years as agent on the estate. I hope you enjoy this unique portrait of Croom and its people.